Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Reese steals second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ratliff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ratliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Fosse and he is out. Nettles applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Pinson moves to third. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball towards right. Oliva catches it and throws to home to double up Pinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. Ratliff hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pinson. Tiant reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a pop-up towards the mound. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Tiant moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-2 in the game. Ratliff takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to third. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tiant takes first base on ball 4. Ratliff moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas scores. Ratliff moves to third. Tiant moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Mike Paul now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Peranoski now pitching. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Heidman reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Mike Paul. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heidman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ratliff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranoski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 4 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ratliff for a passed ball. Horton moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.